Hello, this is Maren Schmidt, and welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles, the Kids Talk way. We all need to feel like we belong. It goes without saying that the most important place we need to feel like we belong is in our families. From our foundational family relationships, we build connection within our schools, our churches, our neighborhoods, our communities, and beyond. According to developmental psychologist Rudolf Dreikurst and Alfred Adler, a child's behavior is directed towards this emotional connection of belonging. To have the sense of belonging, a child's behavior is driven by four basic yet unconscious goals: contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. When the goal of contact is reached, the child feels that his presence and contributions are recognized. The child sees that belonging involves cooperating with others, and the child enjoys social interaction. When the goal of contact is not successful, the child tries to make contact by drawing undue attention to himself. The child feels he belongs only when he is noticed and someone is doing something for him. The child acts as though the world must revolve around him. His efforts are what we would call misdirected. As adults, our own feelings can help us recognize if the child has been successful in reaching these unconscious goals. For example, we feel irritated with the child whose goal for contact is misdirected. For the child able to make contact and connection with others, we see a cooperating child and we feel a sense of closeness to the child. When the goal of power is met, we see a child who feels independent and believes he is able to influence what happens to himself. The child feels responsible for his life. For the child who feels powerless, we see rebellion. This child thinks he belongs only when he is the boss or when he is asserting that you can't boss him around. We tend to feel angry with the rebellious child, and the child sees our anger as a successful power play. On the other hand, we admire the independent child's responsible and self-motivated behavior. When the goal of protection is met, the child is assertive and forgiving. When treated unfairly, he stands up for himself and others. He is able to forgive those who have wronged him. For the child who lacks a sense of protection, we see him taking revenge. The child thinks he has been hurt and will get even by hurting others. As adults, we feel attacked and hurt by the revengeful child. With a child who feels protected, we feel love. For the child whose goal is to withdraw, we see a child going off to be alone in order to calm himself and think through a situation. The child realizes that it is okay to need to be alone and respects others' needs to be alone. For the child whose goal to withdraw is misdirected, we see an avoidance of interaction. The avoiding child feels that he is a failure at everything and has given up trying to make contact, develop personal power, or feel safe and protected. The avoiding child becomes passive and refuses to try. We feel helpless in our interactions with the avoiding child and have no idea how to help. The child who meets his goal to withdraw makes contact again when he is ready. We feel respect for his self-awareness of his needs. To help our children feel like they belong, we need to help them achieve their unconscious goals of contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. To help a child meet the goal of contact, we encourage cooperation and acknowledge the child's contributions. To help with power and independence, we give our children growing responsibility along with the corresponding freedom and continue to encourage their efforts. To help with a sense of protection seen as assertiveness and forgiveness, we express our own positive feelings. We forgive others. We assert our own right to be treated with fairness. To support the goal of withdrawing for the child needing to calm himself and think, we respect the child's wishes to be alone. We use listening techniques when he is ready to talk to us. You can help your child feel like he or she belongs by understanding that demands for undue attention, rebellion, revenge, and avoidance are the discouraged and misdirected results of trying to make contact, to create personal power, to provide self-protection, or to withdraw in order to try again. When a child feels a sense of belonging, when these four conscious goals of contact, personal power, self-protection, and withdrawing are met and not misdirected, we see a child who is happy, cooperative, self-motivated, assertive, and self-aware. Time to put this into action. How are you going to help a child make positive contact with others, create personal power, provide self-protection, or withdraw in order to think through a situation? Make a comment below and let me know. For more Put It Into Action ideas, head on over to MarinSchmidt.com, where you have lots of resources available as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Marin Schmidt, wishing you joyful work with children.